Welcome to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, Episode 60, with Sarah Kornack and Bethann Schwamberger. Today we're talking with Jess and Whitney of the Moody Sisters Skincare. This is such a fun episode because Bethann and I, who are sisters, got to interview another sister business duo. And it is too funny because Jess and Whitney and their personalities are so alike, Bethann and I, and our personalities. So we thought it was a hoot. Maybe you guys will too. But besides the fun of interviewing sisters, Jess and Whitney really had a lot of great information to share with you about their business. And thank you so much to Melissa from atimeforeverything.com. for recommending to us that the Moody Sisters might be great ladies to interview. So thank you so much, Melissa. And now, let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms Podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
So today is going to be a really fun show. I am really excited about this one because instead of one pair of sisters on the podcast, today you get to hear from two pairs of sisters. We are interviewing another sister business duo today, the Moody Sisters of Moody Sisters Skincare. Jess is the older, more introverted sister with a love for all things sci-fi, and Whitney is the younger, extroverted sister. Together, Jess and Whitney create handmade, 100% natural, affordable skincare products. So welcome to the show, Jess and Whitney.
Thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
So I read a little bit about your story of struggling with finding the right skincare products for yourselves that weren't too expensive. But can you tell us a little bit more about going from creating products for yourselves to starting a business? Whitney?
It was kind of a whirlwind journey. I've always struggled finding products that I could use, just various allergies and skin sensitivities. And as I read more about why I might be having these problems, I learned a lot about just some of the natural products that are out there that can do the same for your skin as the commercial, which are typically, you know, chemically made products. And as I was doing that research and just kind of personally trying to figure out, how am I going to wash my face or how am I going to wear deodorant today? My sister just mentioned, she said to me, you know, I've used essential oils before and I really liked them and I've made products for myself. Maybe we could work on something together. And so we just would meet on the weekends and test out some different stuff. And along those, as we were doing this, we thought to ourselves, wouldn't it be really cool to have a business where we could make, you know, different bath salts? That was kind of our original idea, like different bath salts or different face products that we, you know, other people could use too that are, you know, have sensitive skin or wanting something more natural. And it just kind of grew into this idea of, you know, oh, wow, we can actually make this stuff and it's actually good. You know, maybe other people would like it too. And so I don't even know how long it took for us to go from these kind of crazy ideas to actually opening our Etsy store. That was our first step. But we did. We opened an Etsy store. We made a little, like, I had little labels that I printed out off of my like, laser jet printer. And we put them on products, and we sold, I think, a dry skin cream was, like, our first product we sold. And we made orders on like, the first day we opened our store, and we're like, oh, my gosh, we could actually make this a business. Like, people actually want what we're making. So, I mean, it's kind of all a blur, but I mean, in a sense, it just kind of grew from this need to, let's open an Etsy store without a lot of thought or much more than that, really.
I think that's what's really fun about Etsy, though, is it's such a great way to just experiment and kind of put your feelers out there and see, you know, can we have a viable business or not? And, you know, then obviously you've grown and expanded from there. So that's great. And do you mind sharing, how many years ago was that that you opened your Etsy shop?
We actually opened our Etsy shop, I believe it was October 2010. And we just kind of did it as a hobby until pretty much last May 2013. So it was a good solid 2 years where we just were kind of really, like you said, just putting our feelers out there and seeing what people liked and what we could actually make and what we wanted to make and just really getting a sense for the market and ourselves too. I mean, we've grown really trying to figure out who we are and what we want to be as a business and things like that.
So, Jess, what made you guys decide to kick it up into high gear after experimenting for 2 years? What made you decide to branch out and have your own website and really get serious about the business?
Well, part of it was that our sales had grown enough that just getting together once a month to make products wasn't enough. We were having to get together more often. We were spending a lot more time on it, and both of us worked other jobs. I had a full-time corporate job. Whitney did another job from home, and it was getting to the point where it was getting a little too chaotic to do both. And I had been really unhappy in my corporate job and was kind of looking for a change, and my family was thinking about moving across the country. And so that was when we really just kind of looked at each other and said, well, let's go all in and let's really focus on this and make it our full-time job.
You make it sound so easy to do that. But I know it's not. What were some of those early day struggles?
You know, a lot of struggle for small business is trying to figure out your niche. You know, you're really trying to identify your market. And when you're online, it's sometimes harder to recognize who your customers are and try to find a way to get your product in front of those customers when you're just online and you don't have a store where people are coming in and you can figure out what people like. It's a lot more guesswork when everything's online. So that's been a little bit of a struggle, just trying to not only figure out who we want to market to, but then trying to actually get in front of those people. And it was a struggle to just try to grow enough that, you know, to really keep ourselves busy and make it worth quitting our other jobs. That was a little hard, but it was really, really fun.
So Whitney, can you share a few of those strategies that you used to kind of define that target market and then some marketing strategies that helped you get in front of them a bit more often?
We really have created a test panel of our customers. We picked them from some of our just best customers, like best regular customers. We asked them if they would be willing to answer questions about anything we had, as well as test new product ideas that we had. And we just based it off of our customers so that we kind of knew what they wanted and knew what their reactions would be, just to really guide us. And so, you know, just taking a sampling of our customer base, and in exchange, we give them like credits for discounts on product. So, you know, it's worth it for them because they love the products and, you know, they help us grow. And so it's just a win-win. And we've really utilized our test panel. They've just been such a big, tremendous help. I can't imagine being where we are now without their kind of guidance. And I mean, really, it's what you would do if you had a brick and mortar store or whatnot, is, you know, you would see those people face to face and be asking them like, what do you think if we did this, or you'd be hearing those product suggestions. And so that's what they are for us. And through that, just really figuring out, okay, so here is our exact target audience. Now, where are they online? And so, you know, we found out that we did have a lot of a lot of our audience actually did come from Etsy originally, which was neat to see, so that we still focus on Etsy in addition to our website, because that's where moms are shopping for handmade, mom-owned business products is on Etsy. So, you know, we still utilize Etsy, but another big marketing strategy we've used is connecting with bloggers. And really, it was just because our audience is on blogs. You know, it's moms. It's your average mom is, you know, reading blogs and talking with other moms, and whatever they were doing, we wanted to be where they were. So blogging has been and still remains a huge part of our kind of marketing strategy, just being where our customers are. And so that's been, I think, a huge asset for us in general.
That sounds like a great strategy. In terms of reaching out to bloggers, would you typically do a giveaway type of opportunity for them? What are the best ways you found the bloggers that really paired well with your niche? Like, were there certain ways that you would search for those blogs that fit well with you?
Yeah, I mean, we always start with asking our customers. We regularly try and do polls, you know, with incentives to answer, that kind of thing, like on our Facebook or, you know, with our test panel, just asking, what are your favorite blogs? You know, what are you reading? Is always kind of a big question. And I always look there first, because if my customer's there reading it, then I'm guessing, you know, she and all of her friends are there reading it. So I always look there first. And then I think second, if I run out of, you know, people to kind of reach out to, then I just start looking for myself, like, what am I reading? Or, you know, what are my friends posting? And I just try and search for websites that are appealing to me. And if they're not appealing to me, then I usually pass, just because I kind of embody our target audience. And so if it's not something I'm interested in, then my customers probably won't either. So, and in regards to what we have them do, we value their feedback. Moms will shop based off of somebody else's feedback. And so reviews in general, like product reviews, having someone actually try our stuff out and then give their honest feedback probably has been the most successful. Giveaways are exciting, but the most valuable content we can have is having someone get a product of ours, try it, absolutely fall in love with it, and want to tell the whole world, because you can sense their enthusiasm and their honesty in their review. And so it just makes a world of difference when someone's reading it and they trust that blogger and they go, wow, if she really liked it, I might too.
So as to the wholesale side of your business, Jess, how did you go about developing that and getting your products out to a wholesale market?
Our wholesale, most of those customers actually approach us. We haven't done a ton of, well, let me just say, wholesale is not one of our focuses. It's something that we do, and we, you know, are hoping to expand that. But for the most part, we get a customer that's liked our products before and go, oh, I really want to sell this in my spa or my store, and they usually approach us. We did work for a little while with a rep in the North Pacific Northwest area, and we didn't get a whole lot of wholesale business from the reps that we had. So really our wholesale has just been more people approaching us, finding us either on Etsy or on our website and being interested in carrying us in their store.
That makes sense too, because of course, you know, your online sales, you're getting to keep more of the profit. So, you know, it makes sense to kind of focus your outreach on just getting those new customers and, you know, building up your loyal customers.
Yeah, we try to keep our focus where we know we're the best at. And so for us, that's our online stores and our Etsy shop. And of course, you know, we'd love to expand more, but we want to make sure that we do it right.
So Jess, your website looks so clean and professional. I really love the look of it. Did you have someone help you with the design of it, or was that all you guys?
It was a little bit of both. Our latest website is on Squarespace, and we did have a friend of Whitney's help us get it designed and get everything set into the Squarespace software. But a lot of it was actually designed by Whitney on our previous web platform that we used. And so it was a little bit of both.
Okay, great. That's good to know. And Whitney, your photos on the website are just so clean and bright, and the way you use props to highlight your products is, it's really beautiful. Do you have any product photography tips or resources that have helped you to hone those skills?
I actually don't do our product photography. We hire that out. I do kind of manipulating any of the colors and things like on our labels and formatting on the website, but we actually hire that out. I have a friend who did family, well, still does family photography, and out of the blue, I think it was when we were kind of launching officially, like, okay, we're going to make this work, we contacted her and just said, do you possibly do product pictures, or would you just be willing to, you know, give us something? And so she started taking pictures for us, and it's really just grown. She's phenomenal. Her name's Samantha Witt, and she's kind of over in the Seattle area. And so now we give her boxes, and I mean boxes, of our products and huge lists. And we have her take our lifestyle shots for us. And, you know, we've just kind of, as, you know, she sends us things, we have it tweaked, and we've provided, like, all the kind of, not the props, but all the backgrounds and stuff you see, we've purchased for her so that it can really be our brand and our look. That was another thing that we kind of did early on, was we decided what we were as a company and what colors that would represent and, you know, what kind of look that would mean. And so we try and have whatever we do really represent that.
That sounds great. Do you have a particular shop where you find all of your beautiful backgrounds?
We do. I just couldn't tell you off the top of my head with confidence what shop the name it was. I think it's on Etsy.
Okay.
I want to say it's Swanky Prints, and it's a photography, like, they're vinyl backdrops, and okay, they're amazing. But don't quote me on this.
Okay, yeah, we can look it up. Well, there is a Swanky Prints shop on Etsy that does vinyl photography backdrops, so that's probably right.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay, great. Yeah, we've definitely thought about that for our product photos before, but we've been too stingy to invest in them yet. But that's good to know. That's a great resource.
The right background can make a huge difference. There's been a couple we've tried on our products that were like, oh, those just don't look great at all.
Yeah, I'm looking at this shop right here. I just had to say, they have 253 pages of products. They have over 6,000 items in their shop.
Yeah,
so they are running with the photo backdrop business.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I even purchased some just recently, little 12 by 12 squares that I'm going to use for our Instagram account, just to lay down, you know, when we take products that we're working on or whatnot, just so, again, like, people, when they look at our stuff, can really get like a sense of, like, our brand and, you know, who we are and, like, our style and stuff. So I'm very excited to utilize that in another way, because they're great. They just make everything look so nice.
I love that. That's a great idea.
So clearly, as part of your brand, all natural ingredients are extremely important. And I'm sure that those specific ingredients could be hard to come by at a good price. Jess, do you have any tips on how you source your ingredients for your products?
We do a lot of research. We look around a ton of different websites, but one of our best resources that we found is called the Indie Beauty Network, and it's a group that we actually get our business insurance through, but they also have a Facebook group, and it's a bunch of independent beauty moms and women who own a bunch of different businesses. There's soap makers and candle makers and everything in between. And they're an amazing resource because you can ask them any question in the world and someone will come up with something helpful for you. They share their resources. They share like who they're sourcing things from. They just really are a great group because they help you build your business. And even though a lot of us are in direct competition with each other, it's just a great atmosphere. Everyone is promoting everybody else and helping everybody grow. And it's really neat. But they've been indispensable as far as finding new suppliers for different ingredients or finding, you know, our same supplies at better prices.
That's awesome when you can find a group of women or people, maybe it's not just women, who are willing to just share so much great information. That's wonderful.
So I'm curious, as you guys decided to kind of take your business to the next level, were there any major struggles or low points that you had with that?
Yeah, one of the biggest struggles that we had was that my husband and daughter and I decided that we were going to sell everything and move across the country. And so we did that, and Whitney and I had come up with a great plan of how we were going to split the business and what portions of the business I would be working on. I was going to take over all the production of all the products and shipping, and she was going to handle all of the online listings and customer service. And so we went ahead with that plan. We had everything in place. I got to Florida, and all of a sudden we determined that I could not do the production of the products. Florida has a law where you cannot make anything out of your home that has to do with beauty or skincare. It's considered a cosmetic, and it's highly regulated, and it would have been a huge struggle to try to move that out of one of our working home studios. So that was really a low point, especially for me, because I was all ready to take over the production of all these great products, and all of a sudden it was like, I don't know what I'm going to be able to do to help the business from Florida. I'm across the country, and what am I going to do? So that was a low point for us, and it was just really, it was like, okay, let's switch gears really fast. Let's get everything back to cashmere. Let's, you know, maybe find some help, and let's, you know, figure out what Jess can do to help the business, and let's restructure what each of us does for the business and split the work. And so we got through it. It was a little bit of a struggle, and it was a couple months of scrambling, but I think it's actually worked out for the best. I think along the way we've really determined, you know, that maybe I'm better at some of those skills, and Whitney's got other skills that will help the business more than what we were originally planning on doing.
So what is the specific sort of division of labor that you guys came up with? How did you reconcile those issues in detail? How did you do that?
First, we sat down and we kind of made a list of everything that we needed to get done every week or every month. And first we kind of picked, like, okay, what do you enjoy doing the most? Like, do you enjoy making Facebook posts, or do you enjoy sending out a newsletter? Like, do you like putting those things together? You know, and then we kind of looked at it very realistically with what are we actually good at. I am very detail oriented. I am a stickler for grammar and all of those things. So I do the proofreading, and I'm in charge of the listings and make sure that everything's accurate. All the product ingredients are correct, and I make sure that all the websites are linked together correctly. Whitney has great ideas, and she's always coming up with new strategies. So she's the best person to be doing Facebook posts. She just comes up with crazy, funny stuff all the time. I'm not as loose with it. I just get in this pattern of my Facebook posts. When I tried to do that portion of the job, they were just the same thing like every day, and it was not very engaging for our customers. So we really kind of tried to look and see what we're best at. And so what one of the funny things was that, like, customer service emails, if a customer isn't super happy or they get an order and maybe the post office ran over their box and it was a mess, one of the things was, you know, we discovered that, hey, you know, Jess is really good at customer service. Like, she answers these emails in a way and it makes the customers really happy, you know, so let's not even worry about making Whitney check all of that. All those emails get funneled to Jess and Jess will answer them as fast as she can. So it was being really realistic with ourselves about what we enjoy and where our strengths are.
That makes a lot of sense. So did you have to hire help for the production end of things?
We did end up hiring help just because Whitney had her home studio, but she also had a 4- and a 1-year-old, which made it a little impossible to be in the studio producing all the time. So we found our good friend Tanya, and she's awesome, and she's got a home studio. She's right across the street from Whitney, so they're both able to work on it together. She has been doing an awesome job of taking her recipes and handling production and then shipping out 2 times a week.
Sounds like you guys have a great system going. I'm curious, though, working with your sister, there are sometimes
what are you talking about?
that may come up. So I'm curious to hear a bit about that. Like, I guess maybe this is your chance to poke fun at each other and the things that drive you nuts about the other person, which I know Sarah can attest to that.
I have nothing to contribute to this.
So I don't know who to start with. See, we keep asking Jess the questions, but my hunch is also that Jess has more things that drive her crazy about Whitney, because I know that's how our relationship works.
I was just going to say, like, I don't have anything really that bugs me about Jess, but I could answer for Jess. And I can tell you my definite faults are, you know, we've talked about, like, the attention to detail. I lack that. And also, I, you know, we've said crazy ideas, and I think for sure that's, like, Jess having to rein me in on a daily basis is probably maddening. I can see how maddening it would be, because, you know, despite my crazy ideas, we both like kind of organization, and usually my ideas involve dissembling any sort of plan or organization that we had in place to restart a new one. And we've done this several times, and I can just imagine how insane. And I make poor Tanya, who help, you know, like we talked about, helps make our product. I've made her crazy, because we'll be in the middle, you know, our whole body's up in, you know, sugar scrubs or whatever we're doing. We're just totally in the middle of something huge and chaotic and crazy, and I'll be like, so I was thinking we should change this, and thinking we should do this differently, and I just have the worst timing.
Well, Jess, it sounds like you and I should maybe become like venting buddies. We can send each other emails when the ideas get to be too much. No, but seriously, I'm sure Jess agrees with me, but I recognize that without some of the great big ideas, maybe some of the other great things that have happened in the business wouldn't have happened. So a balance is always a good thing.
Oh, for sure. Without Whitney going, we should sell this, we wouldn't have a business at all. And so she's more the, you know, she comes up with the awesome business ideas, and then I just try my best to make them work.
Sounds like a good plan.
So do you have any online tools or apps that just really help you too with your business?
Yeah, I think probably the biggest, almost revolutionary app for us when we really kicked our business into high gear was, it's called ShipStation. So what ShipStation does is it can pull in orders from whatever platform you're using, whether, you know, there's various shopping carts that it integrates with, and then, you know, for us, it's Squarespace and Etsy that we really utilize. And it just pulls those incoming orders into a queue. And the great thing is that Tanya can open up the ShipStation and she can see, you know, what she needs to make, what she needs to ship out. And then it does all the shipping right there. You can insert the product weights. One of the most time-saving features is that it saves your product like information, and you can actually update the product weight so that every time that order, you know, that product comes in an order, it automatically assigns it a shipping weight. And so it just makes everything so seamless and so easy. I mean, I could go on and on about about ShipStation. It sends out email notifications with the attached tracking number, and all of it is automated just so that it makes our job so much more enjoyable, because paperwork is not usually everyone's forte or, you know, cup of tea. So it just really saves on that time, but also just I feel like it makes a difference in customer service just because the communication is so much better than if you had to do it manually. And we get so many orders in, you know, you get to the point where you can't email every single order in any sort of time efficient manner. So, yeah, ShipStation really has revolutionized our shipping process for sure, as well as, I mean, just being able to manage multiple platforms.
That does sound like a lifesaver. As we wrap up, could you each share a fun mom moment that has happened recently? Maybe Jess, you could start.
I don't know if I have any fun mom moments. My daughter is 14, so we're in that teenage stage, and, you know, things get very dramatic, and we're in high school now, so she's a good kid. She's not as dramatic as she could be for a teenager, so that's a good thing. But
what do you guys like to do together?
We like to go to theme parks. It's a big part of why we chose Florida for where we wanted to end up. So lately we've been going to, we went to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios, and she was really excited to go until she got scared, and then she didn't really want to be there anymore.
Oh, so they make it that scary?
It is. There's sections of the park where you walk through and people just jump out at you and try to scare you. So, yeah. It was pretty scary.
So, Whitney, how about you? You've got much younger children at home right now.
I do. And, yeah, I have a 1.5-year-old and a 6-year-old. And, yeah, it's fun is definitely a word to describe my life right now. There's lots of levels of fun. They definitely vary. And I don't know if I could pinpoint a moment. Both of my girls are very crazy. I think they got that from me because my husband is very introverted. So I have these two little girls who, you know, are supposed to be like princesses, and they run around screaming and wrestling with their dad, and they're very vibrant, to say the least. So, you know, we just have daily fun. I was Skyping with Jess. We talk almost daily, you know, business stuff and normal talk, and, you know, Cora's like running around in the background, and you can see this head run by and then run back. And I mean, it's this constant chatterbox, constant noise. There is no silence. And the only reason there is right now is because they're at grandma's. So, yeah, you know, it's just daily life fun where, you know, Riley, our oldest, comes home from kindergarten and talks about, you know, what happened at school. So-and-so threw up in the garbage can, and and I have a crush, you know, on this boy in class, and talking about what that means in kindergarten. Cora, the food monster who just always needs to be fed, you know, half an hour before dinner, and I'm trying to finish up a business meeting with Jess, and, you know, she's screaming in the background, and I'm shoving her crackers, and yeah, I could not pinpoint a moment. It's just all a blur. I feel like moms with kids in general, preschool age or whatever, I think it's just this constant evolving fun moment.
That's a good way to put it.
Well, thank you two so much for talking with us today. We had a ton of fun, and I just can't get over how similar your duo is to ours. It's just cracking me up. So that must be why you're so successful. No, I'm so kidding.
That's assuming we're successful, Bethany.
We're not there yet. We're still working on it, right? Can you tell everyone your website address so they can find you?
It's www.moodysistersskincare.com.
Great. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, and we hope you have continued success with your business.
Thank you so much for having us. It was an honor and a pleasure to be included.
So what did you think of our sister duo episode? I thought it was lots of fun. If you missed any of the information mentioned in this episode, just head on over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/60, and you will find all of the show notes there, links, anything that you might have missed while listening. Leave us a comment and let us know your favorite part of this episode. Now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.